Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. 49ers, Packers, 3:40 on Sunday. It's after the 12:05 game between the Chiefs and the Titans. How you spending your day Sunday, Guru?
In the lab.
Okay. All right. Let's go out to the phone lines.
Oh, God. Thanks for asking, Bonte.
Yeah. I know where you're spending.
No, don't take
it. But it did sound like you're spending. But you didn't say that. It sounded like you didn't care.
Bonte will be at the game.
Obviously, displaying. He knows. Working. Yeah. In the real lab.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not with the piano and hot chips and round table pizza.
Wow. Wings.
6 weeks, right?
I got 12.
Oh, you got 12 last time?
I have a couple.
You splurged?
Yeah. My brother Rodney came over.
Let's go out to Rob. Rob in Richmond thinks we should pump the brakes. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Man, I just wanted to tell everybody out there, man, pump the brakes on my boy Jimmy. It's his first season. Another thing I think everybody got to look at, too, is the fact that every team has an identity and an attitude, like personality. Our defense is our identity. Our defense is our personality. We're doing what we got to do. We're going out there. And we stopping fools, man, literally. So I think, you know, as long as he does what he's been doing, we're going to be just fine, bro. And that's about it, man. Go ahead. Yeah. Bang, bang.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it.
In and out.
Like a burger.
Animal style.
Spaz. I got it right. Spaz.
Nice job, dude.
Spaz is in the city. There you go. I got it right this time.
How y'all doing? I love it. Okay, look, I was going to just let y'all enjoy y'all day, but these people calling in killing me. First off, hater proof, I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He calls my other Niner fan delusional, but this guy calls in trying to sound all knowledgeable, and he's just biased. We win every time. Y'all should have him call in and not say nothing and then hang up. Okay, but I just wanted to say this. For one, who complains about wins? All we do is win. I don't care if Jimmy G throw a touchdown or no touchdown. We win the game. We have the best defense left. It's like people just watch SportsCenter and then they have their own little take on it and then want to call and say anything. All we do is win. We pound people. Like, what are you going to do about that? We tackle, you know, we stop them from getting first downs, touchdowns. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. And the last thing I just want to say, as a Niners fan, like, what's wrong with these Niners fans? Who cares if Jimmy G is Montana, Steve Young? Who cares? We haven't won nothing in ever. I was born in 88. I don't remember the Super Bowl in 94. You know what I'm saying? All we have to hold on to is the Harbaugh years, and we didn't do it. So if we do it, let's do it. Bang, bang, Niner game. We go win this weekend. All the haters, who cares? Let them hate. Come on, baby, to the Bay. Let's get it. I love you. I'll keep doing your thing.
Thanks, Spaz. Appreciate the call. Ghost of Harbaugh is dead, right?
Yeah, that's
dead.
Done. As soon as they host this Lombardi Trophy, too, it'll really be thinking of the past.
But that shouldn't give the right to people to rip Harbaugh.
No, he
straight NFC Championship.
I appreciate that.
The only winning seasons under Jed York.
Rebuilt a mess.
Respect Jim Harbaugh for what he did out here. I know it didn't end well, but I'm not going to go down that road and disrespect the guy who had him on a cusp of winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we weren't even close.
How so?
Just by
Kyle hasn't done. You can't take away what he did.
Who do you want as a coach?
Of course you want Kyle Shanahan.
Of course. You want Kyle Shanahan.
You know how fondly
I actually
am Jim
has
Jim Harbaugh.
Some creativity to his game.
Yeah, it's
instead
Kyle
of the
and his ability rah, to play
rah, rah, rah.
Can't take away what Harbaugh did out here.
He took him to the Super Bowl. Stoney, they were
straight NFC Championships.
I'll tell you who took him to the
Super
Bowl.
Some of the best games this decade.
Kaepernick.
Wow. You ain't
it was
there.
His decision to put in Kaepernick.
Real quick, I know it's pro football, but unfortunately, for Jimmy, I don't know when it's going to go away. It's style points. It's like college. You won, son, but how did you play? And that's terrible form, man. I just think it's the ghost, Joe and
It's two
Steve.
Scoreboards, right? Yep. People have two scoreboards.
Let's go to Alex. Alex is in San Francisco. What's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Sure. I just want to say a couple things. You know, Kyle, he remembers what happened in the Super Bowl. He remembers that he didn't, you know, how his aggressive play calling cost them the game. And so from last week's game, there was no need to be aggressive. You know, it had nothing to do with what people say, how poorly Garoppolo supposedly played. It was just that the defense was dominant. Minnesota could not stop our rushing game. So why stop running the ball? And also, we had some players who just returned from injuries. So why not try to keep them on the sidelines as long as possible for them to, I mean, prevent further injury? Also, Garoppolo got sacked a couple of times, and he almost got hurt when he rolled his ankle.
It's true.
So why not just run if you can? So right. I'm just saying it had nothing to do with what people are saying, how Garoppolo supposedly played poorly. I think Shanahan was just didn't see the need to be aggressive.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Alex.
I buy it.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Vallejo. What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How's it going? Great show.
Thank you.
So, I mean, all this hate out there for Jimmy G, you know, I don't think there's been a quarterback in history that essentially starts their first year as a starter, tears his ACL, comes back, and leads the team to 13-3. And I did say lead. Yes, the defense is great. Yes, the running game is great. But the leader of the team is the quarterback. And that's what he did. He led them to 13-3, and now they're in an NFC Championship game. You know, there's one scoreboard. It's got W's on it, and it's got L's. Jimmy Garoppolo, full of W's. All of these haters, full of L's. Because, what is he doing? Yeah, sometimes he makes a bad pass. Every quarterback throws an interception. Everyone, every great quarterback has thrown an interception. But Jimmy hasn't lost any of these games. He's put him in positions to win all of them. That's what I got, guys.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate the call. 650 Stymie, I think you're throwing too much shade on Jim Harbaugh. No, I am. You're right. Not a Harbaugh.
Because Roman had him do what Cap was.
Oh, you mean Roman was the mastermind?
The fact that he needed to go get Roman to run the offense.
Harbaugh made the decision to switch quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He's like, it's go time. Yeah. Putting in number 7.
And real quick, I know Cap don't have a job and he's blackballed, but he used to kiss his biceps. This league was his. Things changed, man.
Hashtag ready.
That's all it is. Enjoy it while you can, Stoney.
What in
just
particular?
Whatever's going good for you. And know the bad times are not permanent. You control what you control.
Wow. So speaking the truth all of a sudden is disrespectful. Harbaugh's overrated. His teams can't even beat Ohio State. He was a good coach who couldn't get it done.
Well, think about what he took Michigan from.
They got better players.
Right.
Thank
they just got better athletes. They've had a head start. Michigan,
I wish come back to the pros. I'm lobbying for that.
He's not a good recruiter? How long has he been in Michigan? 5 years?
Ohio State has it going on. They're getting the better athletes.
Okay, well then.
He's won 9 games, 10 games.
Then what is winning or losing matters? If Ohio State's got the athletes.
Beating your rival, that's why they brought you in, and you haven't done that. Come back to the NFL.
Who wants him? I didn't hear his name brought up one time. Not once.
It's coming, Stoney.
Is it?
I bet you Cleveland would have wanted him.
You think?
Yeah, he probably said no to Cleveland.
Oh, he wouldn't say no to Cleveland. Yeah,
the team that hired the guy that's offense.
They wanted him before.
Boo-booed on the field against the Niners, and you use that as
you that dude
that's
a 5 year
guy.
Stefanski?
I guess you're as good 5 year as your deal. Players, though. Now he's got Baker.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. Let's go to Maine. Maine's in Milpitas. What's up, Maine?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Some respect on it. You got to put some respect on it. Jimmy INT, but he's Jimmy BIG. He makes the big play. He's won the big game. He's Jimmy 13-3, and he's Jimmy on the playoff. He's on undefeated. You can't hate him. Put some respect on it. Mm. And Diamond, I don't know if any other caller said it, but Men of Honor, you got to put some respect on Robert De Niro's eclecticness of characters. Men of Honor, Meet the Fockers. Come on, man.
Meet the Fockers. Meet the Fockers. Come
Tell
on.
Them you're playing.
Meet the Fockers was awful. Men of Honor, I'd be willing to check out.
Wow.
Wow.
I saw enough of Meet the Fockers.
Wow.
Not to mention, he ended up making four of them, or however many.
That lets you know it's good.
That lets really you know good. He's scraping. My guy was scraping.
Yeah, my guy's getting bit. Them checks. Wow, that's what it sounds like, baby. Them checks are cashing.
Hey, by the says, way, are we inviting any more people to the party?
Oh.
How many spots?
Yeah, we
got?
Will.
We got
we'll invite
four, huh?
Diamond, you're doing a great
guys.
Job.
I tell you what,
let's invite guys who don't hate on Jimmy G.
And gals.
And you know who else get invited? Guys who don't hate on me. I need some positive words of encouragement. That'll get you into the party. By the way, Guru, and of course you used the phrase even before our show. You really think what the Astros did is fine?
I don't think it's fine. I'm taking offense to the reaction.
What reaction?
Bet. Pete Rose can't get into the Hall of Fame because he bet. But now all of a sudden, this investigation, which could have gone on and probably every team was doing, stealing signs to me, is the worst thing that happened to America? Hell no.
Nobody said America. It's the worst thing that happened to baseball.
The Black Sox is the worst thing that happened to baseball.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do something in this century.
No, steroid era was the worst.
And there you go. That's how I feel.
Bud Selig letting that go
on
was the worst.
So what? You wouldn't have done anything.
I just don't think it sent the message that they're politicking like, oh, we came down. I don't even think the players should have been involved. If you're going to do this, I want players suspended. Let's get to the nitty gritty, not the damn manager. Let's talk to the people that benefited. They were up there swinging, banging on pans and pots.
Do you want them punished or not? Because you said if you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
I could have went without any punishment.
Well, if you're going to punish them, how about just take away the World Series? They're going to suspend guys and fine guys. Why not just take the World Series away?
Well, Stein. You know why?
If the cheating was so bad, take away the World Series, please.
See, to me, that's nothing. Because what does that mean?
If you take away the World Series?
Yeah, I mean,
those guys have an asterisk next to the World Series. And when you look at 2017, it says no champion.
Okay, and real quick, Stoney, what did this punishment mean?
They do it in college all the time.
In the grand scheme of things, that the fall guy was the manager.
Well, it's been the biggest punishment I've seen in baseball in a long time. I'm not saying it's enough. I'm just saying you can't stop. Like, this is systematic cheating. It's systematic cheating. It's like it's too much. I mean, I just am not of the, I'll just let it go. Just let it go. It's if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I mean, just take away the World Series. Erase them from the history books.
Why did that not
happen?
I mean,
like, and we act like the Astros are the only team.
Yeah.
The only team that are cheating. The Blue Jays.
And that's where
we're in the Rogers Center having people camp out in the hotel room with cameras stealing signs. Freak. What happened to them? I mean, this is a joke.
The players don't get no penalty at all from the
slap
players.
On the wrist.
We'll just fire your manager.
They got two draft picks taken for two straight years.
Their farm system is stacked.
You don't think that's a big punishment?
I guess what I'm trying to say.
Their coach
is this thing
general
goes
manager,
deeper than how they handed out the punishments. And I just hate that the managers were the fall guys and no players. How dare we mess with the players, Bonte?
Did they just lose the last World Series?
Yeah.
So how much did the cheating help? They lost to the Nationals.
And a lot of me.
Well, do we know they were doing the exact same thing in 2017?
Seemed like it. They have videos of it.
You know what? I mean, honestly, the problem is that we've just become, what's the word?
Numb.
Immune
to
cheaters. We just have. If you win, then it's okay to cheat. As long as you can win, if you get a W, then we'll accept cheaters. That's where we're at. I think.
Well, the steroid era, you know, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the drug users in football? They get popped, suspended for four games, come back and win Defensive Player of the Year.
Right.
I'm like, what are we doing?
What drugs?
No, you know, steroids.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
We've had Sean Merriman get popped, come back and get Defensive Player of
the
Year.
Okay, but he was suspended four games.
Yeah.
So he was punished.
But I guess I'm saying if it's not for the season, how serious is the crime if you're going to give him a trophy for being the most outstanding defensive player and he missed? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of
hypocritical,
I'm not.
He was punished. I mean, you could say the punishment should be greater. That's fine. But we're just going to let this stuff happen? It's just like, who gets any pleasure out of winning at something when you cheat? It's like, doesn't
do you really think Bent banging on a trash can have any difference with these guys?
Absolutely.
Any home runs,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Winning a game.
Are you
Come
kidding
on,
me?
Man. Totally. You still got to execute.
And it didn't work. So you don't think it's an advantage to know it's an off speed pitch rather than a fastball? Please, guys.
It's definitely an advantage. But.
The Astros are the best team in baseball.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're not. Yeah.
Don't tell me Altuve's good because of the pots.
They cheated. Yeah. They cheated, and you've got to punish them. Now, if you think they should have been punished more, that's fine. Well, I'm probably with you.
The Blue Jays they stunk for a number of years, and they still have somebody kept out in a hotel room. Arizona has some situations going on.
The steroid era, they were cheating too, Stoney. What's the difference?
You don't know that.
Well, they all were cheating.
How do you know?
This is an overreaction.
How do you know? Every team cheats?
There was not every team. The players were. So where was the outcry for the steroid era where guys were juicing up, doing things to the game, the numbers inflated?
That's where everybody was doing it.
So it's okay?
Clearly. I'm just saying, everybody had an advantage. Every player who did it, there were hundreds and hundreds.
This is one team. I think it's Rob Manfred, as a commissioner of baseball, trying to put his foot down and receive some good PR because he's been awful as a commissioner of baseball. And he's been getting ripped left and right, and now he has a chance to look like a good commissioner and put his foot down and something. Yeah, exactly. And put his cape on, and all of a sudden he's going to pop hitch.
Hey, but the players won't be fine. It's just the managers.
Yeah, just the managers.
Oh,
let's find him and find the Astros $5 million. Man, they're sneezing $100 bills out of. Come on, man. $5 million to the Astros, a slap on the wrist.
And it's the most they could be fined, according to collective bargaining.
Do you think it's going to stop the cheating like this?
I don't know. It won't.
No
go suspend
the
Springer.
The players are going to be like, oh, we're not going to get exactly.
So let it go is what you're saying. That's fine. And I'm just saying I don't like it.
How about you go suspend Jose Altuve? Take away his MVP award.
Was it aided because of that? That's fine.
If you're going to go all in, go all in. That's all I'm saying. Take away everything.
I'm just saying the bottom line is it doesn't matter anymore. Fine, Steiny, why have you never discussed DeAndre Ayton and John Collins?
They got for PEDs.
Exactly. So what's your point, 925? They took PEDs. They got suspended for 25 games. That's what's known as paying the price for cheating. Like, that's what I'm saying. Please. Sonny, Fairfield, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. Just getting back to Jimmy G real quick. I don't know if you guys realized, he just threw for the fourth highest 49ers season total in passing in the history of 49ers. The only players ahead of him were Jeff Garcia and Steve Young, and we're still giving him a hard time about this. His job is to do two things: put the ball in the hands of his playmakers, and make good decisions. He's done that. They won 13 games, and when you got a defense like the way the 49ers have it, what else do you have to do? Hey, and Bonte, one last thing: I gotta take something up with you real quick. You got some DTs showing on Saturday, and I was there Saturday to get the Hilton. I was looking for you. I saw you, and it was cold outside. You were hanging out in a nice, warm, toasty room behind the glass. I was like, he'll come out eventually. Never showed his face. All I wanted to do was, give you a little fist bump or something. Nothing.
Sonny, I was in and out of that room all day. Why didn't you say anything? We got photo evidence of me being outside.
But you got
to
tell them you did the show from inside.
Yeah, I know. We do the show from inside. Sonny, you come back on Sunday. I'll make sure you get a pic. Have you come inside and hang out with us.
Oh, wow.
Or I could just show up on Thursday.
Or you could just do that, too.
You know
get
what?
Sonny in here on Thursday.
Sonny, you're
get
in.
Get Sonny in here on
Sonny,
Thursday.
You're in.
Get him
Stay
in
on
here.
The line, Sonny. Give your info to Kyle. Yeah,
I feel like Sonny's lying because I took a million selfies Saturday. I show love to the fans.
We're not shocked.
Bonte was outside multiple times.
See?
He was saying what's up to Wonderful Niner and a lot of other people.
This one guy said
there.
He wasn't
That's
out there
That's why Pappas is now a major leaguer. Yeah. Way to have my back there, buddy.
But Sonny didn't feel that way.
I'm sorry, Sonny.
Steiny, what about the Patriots? Yeah, they're cheaters.
And why not lose the Super Bowl? And why not get that to Spygate?
Because Belichick is a winner. He's a winner. Is he a winner because he cheats? Don't say that.
But why are you a
coach?
Where's the same intensity?
It is the
for
same
Belichick?
Intensity. That's what I'm saying. He's a cheater, and we are okay with it. Because if you win, it's like the cheating's okay. It's like the ends justify the means. The means justify the ends.
Steiny, if you're going to fine and they're going to end up firing the manager and GM, then take away the MVP awards.
We don't have it.
Take away the Cy Young awards.
We don't have a disagreement there.
Yeah, take away the Cy Youngs. Take away the championships.
Bring the hammer,
go all in. Go all in. If you were to really make a statement, send a real message to take away their championship.
Oh, no.
That's how other teams will say, you know what? We better stop cheating. Because there's some punishment coming down for Cora, right? And the Red Sox, they apparently were caught cheating. Every team in baseball is cheating, man. They've been doing this for years. And all of a sudden, we want to put our foot down like Rob Manfred and five guys and spin guys for a year because people were crying about it.
I got kids, so
you know what? In the replay room, the guys in the replay room watching the game, sending signals into the dugout where they would hit a garbage can, right, which indicated a certain kind of pitch. Every team is doing that. I beg to differ.
And you know what?
Some better than others.
I beg to differ. And you know what? The Dodgers are pretty lame right now with all the crying they're doing down there
in
LA.
See what they did to the players.
Oh,
Bellinger.
My Lord. Oh, they're whining. Nice
and he was hitting like he was blind. That had nothing to do with you at the plate.
Right. Whining. Stop it, Dodger fans and Dodgers. Whining. Pathetic. That's all it is, Steiny. It's pathetic.
What's pathetic?
The Dodgers crying like that. Oh, they took away a World Series. They were cheating. How about you, Darvish, get a damn out in the first inning?
Hold on.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm not speaking to that. That's not part of my argument. Like with the Dodgers.
Just say it. Everybody's making
college
a big deal.
Athletics, how about that? They cheat. They cheat the players. The coaches lie. It's all kind of forms of cheating.
What is lying? Lying's not cheating. Like, what are you talking about?
That is. If I come in your home and recruit your child and
that's not cheating. I'm talking about the competition, like the game competition in the game.
And Lester Hayes used to do it. Stick 'em.
Okay.
Then some receivers used to use it.
I mean, I ain't
snitching, but
let's go to Raul in Pittsburgh. What's up, Raul? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing? You know, talking about I'm an Astros fan. I love the Astros. I grew up with Jose Cruz and his family in Puerto Rico when I was young and stuff. So, but you know, to me, the punishment they got, it was a little light. I think they should have gone as far as, you know, going, even if you win the division, you know, suspend them to the playoffs. They don't qualify for playoffs for like 2 years. So it makes it hurt. So if you, when you win the division or you win, you cannot go to the playoffs. You can't play in the playoffs for 2 years. So they will get to really feel, you know, the impact of what they're doing and how they're doing it, so that, you know, we're hurting no matter what they do. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's the way we should go. So like they're doing college, you know, you lose playoff abilities, you no matter what type of record you got. And I think that was in a message, and I will hurt not only the organization but also all the teams and not to do it. I think, but you know, because you can't take. I know we can't take away their, I guess their rings or the championship, but you know, at least that hurt more than anything, knowing that you're the best team and you cannot play in the playoffs. To me, that's the way I would have gone with that.
Thanks, Roel. Appreciate the call. 408 says, Devontae, you'd feel differently if Kansas City knew what Bumgarner was throwing and the Giants would have gotten beat.
You don't think Nat Yost and the Kansas City Royals were still at signs?
There's a difference between stealing signs and what the Astros did. Can we at least be honest about that?
It's stealing signs. It's trying to figure out what Bumgarner's pitching, and it's about executing at the end of the day. You can still throw a fastball. Guys still might not hit it. It's a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. You can gear up for it and still not touch it. These are some of the best pitchers in the world, especially at that level in the World Series. So, no, you don't think the Royals are trying to cheat? Come on. Stop.
510. Cheating is one thing. People have been stealing signs, tipping pitches, etc. for years. But you cannot use video to do your cheating in baseball. That's way too far.
These teams all have iPads in the freaking dugouts now. Yeah. They all got iPads.
So everybody's doing it.
I don't believe it.
Why are there iPads?
Stoney, I honestly think everybody's doing it.
I think
some just are better.
Why are there iPads in these dugouts? Yeah. These guys are looking at iPads after they're at bat. How is that even fair? Like, everybody's doing this, man. They just got caught.
That's fine.
Because they were sloppy. They were sloppy with their cheating.
Okay. I am adamantly disagreeing with you guys because I just think it's cheating and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And we've seen it get worse.
Yeah, exactly. It evolves.
Okay. Right. It gets even more and more egregious.
I'll tell you who wasn't cheating.
Who? The Giants.
Would have helped their ass anyway. Sorry ass Giants last year. They could use all the help they could get.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fix Auto. We're going to take more of your calls. We got last call coming up. Did what the Astros do? Did what they do? Did what they did? I can't even get it out.
What?
Did the Astros cheat more than any other team, or does everybody just cheat? Is that the kind of society we live in? Everybody just cheats, and it's okay. That's great. That's where I want to raise my kids.
I'm negative, Nancy.
If you ain't trying, or you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You're being a pessimist.
You're not cheating,
you know,
unless
it.
You get caught. That's another one. Yeah, that's a great way to live your life. Must be easy to look in the mirror. And I'm not even being on my high horse. It's just like, come on, man. Have some pride. Have some dignity. Some human dignity. And that'll be sponsored by Fix Auto. A traffic accident can be a real headache. So let Fix Auto Collision Centers help. Fix Auto has locations throughout the Bay Area. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX to find the location nearest you. Fix Auto, the first words that should come to mind after an accident.
Now back to Bronte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back. I need you guys' help. Tell you what.
We got you, Steiny.
Steph Curry gets fouled more than any other player in the NBA. That's now a fact, apparently.
Huh? What? Now you know where I am on this.
Okay. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad we're talking facts, not opinions. Yeah, I'm glad it's embarrassing. Shouldn't even have that on the record.
Those are facts.
I know we're the flagship. You got to be kidding me.
He gets fouled a lot, Stan.
All right.
Wait. Curry, he does get fouled, but
more than any other player in the NBA?
The non-calls is what
I'd say. LeBron will probably
get fouled.
No, it's not a fact.
Apparently it's a fact.
He gets fouled.
I just heard it on the radio. Let's go to Will in San Mateo. What's going on, Will?
What's going on?
Hey.
I want to say, faithful caller of y'all, and y'all the gospel. Like my girl always say, why you always listen to them guys every day? I say, if you go to church and listen to the preacher, these is my street preachers right here, my radio preachers, because I'm a spiritual sportsman.
Hey, Will, that's the biggest compliment we've ever had, man. I love that.
Nah, you know how people sit around barbershops and talk about it? I got to have my 95.7 at work, at home, and me and my boys sit around, we argue, and pop a bottle just like y'all do, just like Guru.
What's he doing Thursday, Stoddy?
Everything except popping a bottle.
Man, Will, this Will,
I needed to pop a bottle today after I heard that Warrior thing.
Guru, he might have took a 10-minute break and popped one.
So, hey, Will, you want to come to the party for Thursday? You got to work.
I got to work, but I'll slide over there anyway.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Stay on the line. Well, first of all, tell us what you called for, and then stay on the line, and we'll get your info.
I called about Jimmy G, man. He's a leader, man. That's the problem. People want leaders. You know, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers on your team but be losing every year and be like, but we got Aaron Rodgers. We got one of the greatest quarterbacks. Give me the guy that's going to win. You know what I mean? Steph Curry didn't get MVP. He got the Iguodala, but you still got the ring on your hand. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
People just want too much out of things and want to make somebody what they're not. What he is a winner. And that's all we need right now. You just want wins.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Will.
Called a street preachers. Yeah.
That's
like
not
that.
Necessarily a compliment.
It's a super compliment.
It's a super compliment.
It is.
We're the voice of the streets.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
streets,
I'm going to be honest with you.
The streets got BS and G on.
Religiously, he has us on.
What? Hold on.
It's the biggest compliment I've ever received.
Okay. I heard somebody referred to that way, and it was not a compliment.
Okay,
and they referred to Mark Jackson that way. He's a street corner.
He would have called us a phony had he said that. He meant what he said.
Yeah, Mark Jackson was on the street, street corner doing that old gospel.
Hey, more power to him.
We're in the studio, but the streets are listening. Yeah. They're two
different things. Okay, two different things. I got you.
Streets are locked in.
All right,
barbershops, they got us on.
And I need y'all help soon. We'll get to it.
Oh, that's right. We got gripes coming up.
We got a gripe. Yeah.
Man, what are we going to do with all these calls? We may not be able to get to them before. Maybe we'll.
Mine's been jacked up all day.
We could skip last call if
because Peoples have been jacked. Let's go to D. Patton. D. Patton in San Jose. How you doing, D. Patton? What's going on?
Man, I'm good, man. But you guys trying to get me fired from my job. I've been on hold for an hour and 20 minutes, bro.
Invite them, Steiny.
You want to come to the party? It sounds like you're under the gun anyway at work.
Yeah, you might not be able to take that day off.
Yep. No, I'm in. I'm in.
Okay, oh, stay on. D. Patton, stay on the line after the call.
All right, yeah. Well, real quick, I just wanted to say a few things, man. My guy Jimmy G, he's clutch. If you look at, and they said it on Saturday, but if you look at his answer back when somebody scores, it's highest in the league. The guy always answers back. We've dominated in every game other than the Ravens game. You know, the games that we lost, they came back and, you know, kind of made a run at the end. And the last thing is I wanted a rubber match. I wanted Seattle. I wanted to do it to them what they did to us when we went down there. That's what I wanted. As a fan, man, I thought we were going to whoop them up in out there in Levi. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't get it. But just like the T.O. said, man, I'm going to quote my guy. That's my quarterback.
Thanks for the call. Hang on the line, D. Patton. 720 says, Steiny, street cred is a high. I know street cred is a compliment, but what did he say? We're corner preachers?
Yeah,
that one.
He said street
heard,
preachers.
Street, what did he say? Street preachers. Okay. Yeah.
And he has a
well,
sign.
I just heard that phrase used in a derogatory manner toward
Mark Jackson.
You go to
any hood in West Oakland, Fillmore, California.
We would have
California,
known had he
point,
been giving us Richmond. A diss. You know, if it was disingenuous.
I was love.
Major love, religiously by
let's go big time to Elias. Elias in the city. What's up, Elias?
Bang, bang, BSG gang. How you doing, fellas?
Doing well, man. What's going on?
Good, good. I just want to call and give my boy Jimmy G some love. You know, everybody's nitpicking on stats and this and that, but what's the biggest stat of all? The W. And that's what he gets. He gets us W's. We was having injuries here and there, but he was there the whole time, and all he did was win, win, win. When I think of Jimmy G, I think of Jimmy Dean sausage, because that's what he's giving everybody. He's giving everybody sausage. He's giving it to the players. He's giving it to the adult actress. He's giving it to the reporters.
All right, yeah, he's got it. Yeah, that was bad.
What's going on? How about one sliver of being clever?
What a loser!
And Elias, he had a great call yesterday.
I got to get out of here today.
That was wow.
So I'm declining.
You remember the Gong Show? Remember?
I am declining at a fast rate.
As soon
right
as he says sausage, say, where's he going here?
I know. We should. Yeah, that's why everybody, Steiny, cut people off. Well, you got to be on your toes.
He was trying to get to this party, man.
He was on the verge of getting invited.
I thought he would. Yeah.
Sorry. Trey and Benicia. What's up, Trey? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, just another day, me getting these dollars, you know. But what's up, my name is Guru. What's happening
keep
with all y'all today? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back,
dude. Get this. You know, the thing that we need to focus on that we haven't been talking about, how do we see this game going this Sunday? Because I'm sure we don't see, but let's be real. Simon, Bronte, Scott, all you guys, let's be real. Do you guys really see what they did to... Do you guys really see what they did to Aaron Rodgers the first time happening again?
No.
And this, because I think it's going to be, to me, the hardest thing to do is beat a team twice. That's hard. And to me, I feel like the team that who's always being blown out, I feel like they have like the more of the advantage because they know how to correct the mistakes, what they did the first time, and capitalize on it. So to me, I think the Niners, what they got to do is they got to find out a more plan to attack them. Don't attack them again like you attacked them the first time. I think you have to attack them in another different way, what they might not expect. And I'll take your thoughts off the air.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate the call.
I'm going to say three times because we've seen teams in the division play each other twice, obviously, right. And then meet in the playoffs. But two times, my two cents to the caller, I just think it's going to be almost a blueprint.
Let me ask
a rerun
see,
of what we saw.
I don't, actually. I mean, I think the Niners are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be like that. And the reason I don't is because something Joe Fortenbaugh said is sticking with me. He's been making this funny comment about Duck.
Nothing screams excitement like Matt Steinmetz.
That Aaron Rodgers is going to be like a sitting duck back there.
Yeah.
See, I don't see that happening. I mean, if you are LaFleur, you've got to design a game plan where he gets the ball out a little faster. They roll out a little bit. I find it hard to believe that the Packers are going to come in here and try to play the same way they did midway through the season.
Of course not. And they're going to roll them out like the Rams rolled out Jared
Goff.
That
was the best
plan. Remember the Niners in the first game against the L.A. Rams? They beat Goff up. He did throw for, what, 80 yards in that game. And the second time, he lit it up because they rolled him out and got him on the perimeter. You got to think that Aaron Rodgers will be on the perimeter with some bootlegs left, some bootleg rights. But you know what? This team hasn't seen a team like the Niners since they got beat by the Niners. They beat a lot of people say they're hot. But they beat up on the New York Giants, Washington Redskins, Chicago Bears.
And barely got by Seattle.
And barely got by Seattle. And barely got by Detroit week 17.
I remember that.
I'm really not worried about it. For some reason, I'm not worried about the Packers.
I wish you'd be.
It's gone.
I had some chicken.
Wow.
The 415. There's not enough talent to overcome the 49ers. They'd have to be perfect to even come close to a close game. I'm kind of with you. I think that's a little extreme, but I'm with you. I think the Niners are just better. And by the way, I'm not taking shots at Fortenbaugh. He's probably right. I'm just saying you can't just let him sit back in the pocket and expect that offensive line of the Packers is going to hold up.
No doubt.
Let's go to Lamont. Lamont's in Oakland. How you doing, Lamont? Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to say that I kind of feel like when people say that Jimmy G is a winner or he just wins or whatever, like, I think sometimes people get that misconstrued with quarterbacks because unless you're making a big impact on the football game, this isn't pitching, right? You're not, it's not Curt Schilling, it's not Randy Johnson. Like, there's a whole lot of other things that go into it. So I feel like unless a quarterback really makes an impact on the game, which he didn't really last Saturday, I think it's difficult to just call somebody a winner, quarterback a winner, unless your statistics, unless your impact really impacted the game to the point where they couldn't have won it without you. And so not just him, but just quarterbacks in general, they say, oh, this quarterback's a winner or whatnot, in order to make up for the fact of what they lack in their stats. At the end of the day, if you don't impact the game that much, if you're not really the reason that they won the game, how can you be a winner? So to me, I think he still has something to prove. I think he does a pretty good job. I'm not saying he's garbage or nothing like that. But I think before we label this man as a winner, I think he has to actually, you know, it has to be shown that, you know, they can win. He can win a game. Now, he don't have to win a game. They can still win without him. We see that. But at the same time, in order for him to be labeled a winner, he got to win.
Lamont, you want to come to the party on Thursday?
Oh, yeah. What time is that? I'll go.
It's at 9 in the morning.
Oh, man. I get off work at 8 in the morning, man. Well, I don't know if I can.
That means it works.
Make it, man. I'm off the grid.
He needs sleep, he said.
I'm off the graveyard.
Yeah, okay. Sleep,
just getting off, yeah.
See, he knows
we
how.
Feel you.
See, Lamont knows what a graveyard shift is. Yeah. Unlike, who's our guy?
Devin and Amadio.
Devin trying to tell Devin me before midnight is like graveyard. No, my man Lamont does graveyard if he's getting off at 8 in the morning. All right, Jeremy's in North Oakland. Hey, Jeremy, before you even start, you want to come to the party on Thursday?
I'm down. I'm off on Thursday.
All right, Jeremy, sweet. I want you, after you have your say here, hang on the line, buddy.
Okay, will do.
Cool. No, go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I believe in 100% in my heart that Jimmy is capable of going out there and having a big game, okay? But at the same time, if these coaches are smart, like they know what they're doing, they're going to reel him in if they need to reel him in, okay? So, and we're seeing right now the fruits of why we gave him that contract. And this is the reason why also that Belichick wanted to keep this man to back up Tom Brady to take the reins, okay? So everyone just chill. He doesn't have to have a huge game. Let's let him just do his thing. And, you know, red and gold till I'm dead and cold. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, like Jeremy. That. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Jeremy really on like Thursday.
What? I really like that.
Cold?
Dead and cold. That's pretty damn good.
We're going to bypass last call today because the phone lines are
jacked up.
Jacked. But you have a gripe, Guru?
Yeah, I got one. It's a personal one.
All right, let's do it.
Well, they're all personal.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
So I've been a man of many jobs, and I told you I was in the real estate business, and I've made some good friends, family friends, kids are friends. And Sunday night, we were invited over to my friend Brian's house. He was turning 40. went over to the house, Donnie. They met my family. We played on the same softball teams. Alcohol was flowing before we got there. And I'm being real with you, too. And me and the wife, we having a little problem right now. And my wife well endowed. So we get to the house.
What?
And the guys are hugging her. And they've never hugged her before. You know what I mean? We're not we're not family like that.
Right. What?
I wasn't tripping.
Oh, my
you know?
Gosh.
So I'm making my rounds at the party. She's talking to the wives, but I'm looking across the room. They're playing pool. Everybody playing, doing whatever. Gosh. And she's giving hugs. You know, they're hugging her again. So a couple of my friends, I got the names. And they're my boys. I haven't sent an email yet because I constructed an email. I haven't sent it out. And they were kind of on one. But my guy went to my wife. You know,
because what? No way.
Yeah.
And made she a new gesture.
Yeah, whoa. And she laughed whoa. Like you because he was obviously at a few. But I'm looking across the room like, okay, you guys aren't family first, and I let you go with the just, you know who to hug, right, B?
Oh,
so
boy.
I got an email, and I double back. I've since got text. Hey, Goo, we sorry. We didn't mean. But my wife was, she kind of participated. So we got in the car, and it was, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
You know
so
what?
So where are you at with who can hug my wife if you're not
I'm
family?
Out.
Guru,
I'm
hot, B.
I got
I'm
you.
Hot,
Guru. You involved. Know what?
I let you go with you touching know, the arms and the muscles.
There you go.
But you can't
you let him, when you let her touch the muscles at Venice Beach, that well, was a problem. You should have put. And I'm not trying to tell you.
Harmless.
That's
no,
when you
got to
put your foot down. If they're touching other dudes' biceps, what the hell are you doing? I'm grabbing them.
Stanley,
what the hell
are you saying? I was hurt, man.
I don't
for
know.
A guy
I don't,
to do that and make that
know.
Gesture.
Oh, they were harmless. He wasn't mean. They're your
hey.
Friends, but they're hey. Not my family.
You know what, Guru?
Who hugged
you're
your
better
wife,
man to
Stanley?
Me.
Family.
I don't.
Guru?
I don't have enough time
to
process this.
And I almost sent a group text, but I'm like, I ain't going to see him for a while, but... Come on.
You're a better man than me. Cause
I looked across the room like, oh, my God. He was,
somebody would have got choked out, dude. Somebody would have got choked. I'm dead serious, man. I would have choked his ass out.
Triple D Guru, but come on, man.
I would have choked his ass out,
Guru. You can't squeeze the Charmin.
I'll tell you what. How about we get her in here for the Thursday party and see how many times she can get hugged?
Oh, see. That is
Goo. That's not even cool what to say. That's not cool, man. Not seriously. That's something.
And there were other wives there, and they were all laughing like it was funny. It's like this ain't a carnival.
Nah, this ain't
funny.
Can't do it.
I wish somebody would do that.
You can't squeeze the
it's not a carnival. It's my wife.
Come on, man.
Dude, you gotta put hands on him. You gotta put hands on him.
No, I never put hands on him.
Nah, it's...
But yeah, come on.
I want some smoke.
And of course they had some, you know, he having that ain't
there's
fun.
There's no excuse
man.
For that. There's no excuse for that.
I don't
there's
know
no
what
excuse
say.
For that.
All right,
dude. No, dude,
now
I'm
you
telling
get
you.
Me enraged, but
dude,
what do you
that's
come
crazy.
Out on that? And we
man.
Argued on the way home. We didn't want to argue, but it was kind of
Stiney.
She got those are your friends. We know.
I didn't like the loot. You know,
come
the
on.
Not
don't
the lewd gesture. I'm not a fan of. Obviously,
Stiney, my divorce papers would have been filled out that night.
No.
I'm just saying, man.
I blame the other party, but it's 50-50
today. I know, it ain't never happened to me. Right. Trust me. That's like coming out my road.
But they
ain't
were hugging her. I'm like, dude. And I was like, oh, everybody, we ain't seen each other. But then when I looked and saw that, I was like,
Guru.
I got to step in.
Somebody would have been checked right on the spot, man. I'm
see,
telling you,
sorry,
dog.
I'm, come on, man.
Dude, you asked for my advice. I'm giving it to you.
What would you like me to say? That you're right?
Maybe it was totally harmless. They had a few...
Whatever.
And then my wife, she got a kick at, like, she was playing, laugh. Those are your, you know, we know them, but
I could see how you'd be like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, like, whoa.
I wouldn't.
Ponte,
I'm
across the room shooting pool, like,
crafting
whoa.
An email.
Well, it's text messages.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I didn't send it out. I'm going to let it go.
I'm telling you, man. Cool, man.
Ponte, like, whoa.
You're a better man than me, man.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Friendships would have been over that
that's
night. That's
all
I'm saying.
How much time we got here? But I'll tell you what, this one caught me by surprise.
Yeah, no,
this one caught me by surprise.
Safe to say a jaw dropper, I think, guys.
Yeah. And Darlene just tweeted me I should have talked to my wife, not my friend.
Our guy Sheen from Warriors World just tweeted me, said, the only solution for Guru after the party is get the strap.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's 50 cents.
Dude,
yeah.
Get the strap.
Yeah. Damn! To the fellas. Like, they were in the wrong, yeah.
People coming down my road calling me a sucker. Go touch my girlfriend. Go see what happens.
Just, you know, Stanley, if Dibley can hug your wife because you guys are that close, but...
Just call me Dibberclaws.
We're like
give
C-list
a nice kiss
friends,
on the-
you know what I mean? They're not family. You know, come on.
Damn,
I didn't hug your
friends.
Wife. And then when we first had us,
you hugged my mom, though, didn't you?
Well,
I gave your mom a kiss on the cheek because I respect my elders. But that, I'm not touching anything. I'm not putting my face in. You're not doing any
dude,
of that.
That just,
and
everybody
Lord.
Laughed. The women and
it's
all.
Not. It's not cool.
It was hot. We was in
I
the caddy hot.
It's cool.
Yeah. Motorboated. Oh,
is that what they call it?
That's what the text line's calling it.
It's
not.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
It's not acceptable.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable. That's not cool.
Yeah, but alcohol was flowing. We got there late.
There's no excuse. There is no excuse. Man, you could have been
30 seconds
off acid or something.
Actually, it looks like it's 50 seconds. It's just 53, 55.
I just had
so it is 50.
Yeah.
So it's 50 seconds.
Got to proceed forward.
Dude, friendships would have been over that night.
I was,
wife would have been on the couch. Actually, go to your in-laws.
He's a tough guy.
This show can't end fast enough for you, boy Stein.
My Lord.
I just need some help.
First it was biceps, and now it is.
No, the biceps,
my Lord.
I mean,
Stein, we got material for the rest of 2020.
This is different.
This is family.
That's
a problem. I'm not even trying to joke about this, man.
Yeah, I don't think that the guy should have been doing that.
Yeah, that's, dude.
That's an easy call.
So she should have flashed.
Should
have done? What are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man.
Wow.
I want some smoke.
All right. That's going to do it. The boys are next, and I don't even know how to end it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.